want to read a portion here from Luke 22, verse 14 down to verse 20, to remind us what we're about here with the Lord's table. And a reminder that it is the Lord's table. It's not ours. It's not a particular denomination. It's the Lord's. But verse 14 of Luke 22, I love this, when the hour was come. Just talked about how everything was according to God's timetable. You think starting all the way back from creation, even the fall, everything, the clock ticking toward the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even our calendar counts down to zero and then goes up from there. I ought to tell you something. When the hour was come, it was not to be slain 1 minute or second before or after, but what was purpose from eternity. The hour was come. Here had to do with the hour of this last Passover. He would partake with his disciples. He sat down. Well, that is a picture of rest. And the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you. Think about all the thousands of years that had passed from the Passover, but this Passover, what was so special about it? Well, he says, before I suffer. Here in the body, I know on the table was that roast lamb. There were the bitter herbs. There was the unleavened bread. There was the wine. Those were the elements that were part of that old Passover table. And yet here sat with them the actual fulfillment. The one that it's all about. I'd like to sit down with the family, pull out all the family pictures, but the one that it's about is sitting right there. That's what we're seeing here. He says in verse 16, I say unto you, I will not anymore eat thereof until. He's not saying he's not going to eat anymore thereof with them, but until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. When in the kingdom of God was this fulfilled? It's when he died, was buried, and rose again. Said, it's not some sweet by. This is now. So I remind us, because he says, I'll not eat any more thereof until it be fulfilled. Well, it's been fulfilled. So as we sit here and partake of the Lord's table, which he instituted by his death, we take this unleavened bread in our hand and we take this wine. This represents his body without sin. This represents his blood shed. Let's not forget that he is present even now at this table. If he's not, we're in trouble. But it says, though he is, and he is, meeting with us. Our eyes on him, not on each other, but on him, who is the fulfillment of all of these things. And he took the cup and gave thanks. That was the message in the first hour. Our thankworthy God. Here he gives thanks unto his Father. He's about to lay down his life. In many ways, or in every way, this was his last meal on earth. Before he was to be executed, put to death, he took the cup and gave thanks. Who, for the joy that was set before him, says, endured the cross, despising the shame, and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. That's what we've done. We've taken it and divided. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. You remember I read over there in Luke 24, 35, at what point their eyes were open. You can imagine that what was on that table was would have been unleavened bread because it was still within that period of Passover week and wine. But it's when he took that bread and blessed it and broke it, gave it to them, that their eyes were opened. Oh, that would be our case, even as we partake. It's not about what goes on our lips. This has no life. It's who it represents. The wine, it's not about this crossing our lips and thinking somehow there's blessed. It's who it represents. It's his death. That our eyes be open. And that's the thing that they reiterated later after he left. Those that were with him went and told the others the things that were done the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. I can't think of any way better to preach a message than what we have right now in our hands. That the Lord opened our eyes. And he took the bread and gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body. It took a body. Yes, purpose from eternity, but it was necessary that he become a man. God can't die. But it took a man laying down his life, shedding his blood. And that's what this represents. My body, which is given for you. It's not given for you if you'll just accept it. No, it's given for you. He gave of himself. He gave his life. He says, this do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper. It takes both. It takes his obedient life, which the unleavened bread represents, but also takes the shedding of blood, the payment of the sin debt. He says, likewise also the cup after supper. That is after the Passover supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. What we're about here right now is just, we're at the reading of the will. If someone dies, you gather the family, they read the will, everybody finds out what the testator left. You realize every time we partake of the Lord's table, we're at the reading of the will. But there's no distinction. It's not going to be one thing to one and one thing. We all share if we're the Lord's. If he paid our sin debt, we all share the same blessing. Same result, pardon from sin. Righteousness imputed to our account. With that in mind, then we can rejoice. We can partake. We should thank him. So let's thank him and then we'll partake. Gracious Father, I thank you and praise you for giving us these emblems. Remember your dear son, the living bread representing his perfect life without sin. He was tempted in all things, yet without sin. Never experienced it, never knew it. But took it upon himself, and sin laid to his charge. As we partake of the bread, may that be uppermost in our mind. May he, the sinless one, be uppermost in our minds. And then the cup is shed blood. You know that that blood is precious unto you. And seeing the blood, you pass over those for whom it was shed. We are here as needy sinners, acknowledging we have no hope of what is in your blessed Son, his work accomplished, fully, freely, finally, there at Calvary. May our eyes be turned to him. For that we give you the thanks and the praise in our dear Savior's name. Amen.